Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Today on Artists Soar, we're going to talk about how we come up with new ideas and how to be creative, maybe using different tools. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So how do you guys come up with some new ideas? What are some different ways that you guys come about developing new things?
Well, personally, I scroll through Instagram and look through Pinterest. Not as much, but it's been Instagram a lot these days, but I've been getting back into Pinterest. And normally it starts with something like the other night I wanted to draw and paint some gnomes for Christmas in the Christmas spirit. And so I went through Pinterest. I went through Instagram looking for some examples. I also went through, what was that called? Design Cuts or Envato Market, one of those two. And just kind of looking at the clip art that was trending and what type of Christmas ideas they had out there that involved gnomes and stuff like that. And then from there, I'll either go into Photoshop or my sketchbook and kind of just sketch out some ideas. Sometimes using thumbnail sketches once I kind of get a shape in mind of what the subject matter is going to look like. And then from there, keep on developing it.
So you had an idea about doing something with a gnome, right?
Correct.
So what led you to the gnome thing?
Christmas, and I just think they're cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
but I had actually seen some on, I think, Design Cuts or Envato Market a couple days previously. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that'd be a cute idea to make a pattern out of that involved, a tree kind of leaning over or, just something silly. And I saw some really cute gingerbread houses when I was at Michael's, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Oh, actually, it was when you and I were at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I saw some cute gingerbread houses sitting there. And that's kind of what started me down this path, because that was several days before.
Yeah.
Or 2 or 3 days before I had this idea to draw some. So it's just like things around me and, oh, that would be cute. Where it will lead. It's like the flamingo, not the flamingo piece I did, but that folk art piece I had done. It's on my social media. I have a tapestry. It looks absolutely beautiful on the tapestry. But that piece came out of something I saw on Instagram. And I've always wanted to do a symmetrical piece. So I tried to do some sketches and they've never worked out for me. But I saw this one on Instagram. I'm like, okay, I think I could do that. Let me just copy exactly what she did for practice. And my one I came up with looks nothing like what I had seen. I mean, it's like night and day. And I love the fact that here I was trying to copy what somebody had done to get practice at doing symmetry, but it colors, style, nothing's the same. The only thing that's the same is it has two birds in it.
Right.
Oh, and a heart. Yeah.
The idea kind of started from seeing something, somebody else, and then evolved based on your mm-hmm. own, creative aspects and what
right.
you wanted to see happen.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then, sometimes too, so that evolved from a sketch. And then I played with my concept in Photoshop after I had painted one half of it. And then I used the mirror, I got everything perfect on that one half, and then I mirrored it, played with it some more, and developed it further through Photoshop.
So
after
when
that.
You say you put it through Photoshop, did you take the piece, do your finished half piece, and then tell us kind of step by step what you did? Because you just lost someone who went, wait a minute, it's right here on the table. How did she get it into Photoshop?
Well, I have a perfect class on Skillshare for that.
I know.
About how to get your artwork into Photoshop and then edit those watercolors or whatever medium you use, oils, pencils. But so it went from my sketchbook onto an 11 by 15 sheet of watercolor paper. And like I said, I sketched only one half of my concept on the watercolor paper. And then I watercolored it traditionally. Then I scanned that in to Photoshop and I cleaned up each one of those little elements because watercolor is notorious for not scan. I mean, my scanner picks up so much detail because I'm scanning at such a high resolution of 2400 PPI that I have to clean up those fuzzy edges a little bit. So I went through and did that with all the elements. Once I was happy with that, then I copied all those elements because I have each one separate. I cut each one out and make it its own separate layer. Then I mirrored it and then I added some gold. So I painted some gold shapes. I painted some shapes with gold paint. Gold watercolor paint. And then I scanned that into Photoshop and put that behind some of the elements to give it a little bit of pop. Mm-hmm. And so there was gold added after I had finished the entire piece.
Wow.
And I was like, it needs something more. So then I did that gold. I painted a piece of paper with gold and then I scanned that in and put that into there as well.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
I was like, that sounds like a lot of work.
It was. Yeah. But I mean, it went pretty quickly and I was surprised how quick it came together.
Okay. So wait a minute here. Okay. So it came together pretty quickly. So how long is it quickly for you and how long did it take you to learn all these skill sets that you're teaching in a Skillshare class?
Well, Photoshop I've been using for probably 17 or 18 years.
Wow. Okay.
But I used it from a photography perspective. So I know more things about levels and hue saturation and such, which all come very handy with artwork. Mm-hmm. And layers, of course, and all that, because I've been compositing in Photoshop, which is basically what I did with this watercolor piece, for probably 12 or 13 years.
So in the Skillshare class that you're teaching, does it actually cover everything that you just did?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Okay. What I did for this particular piece is covered in that Skillshare class. Exactly. If you go through and do the project, you'll learn all the tricks I did, other than the gold foil that I added in, or gold paint. I call it gold foil all the time. That's the only piece that I don't cover in that Skillshare class. And you can do that project in 30 to 45 minutes that I do in that class.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Took you 17 years to learn and you're able to teach it in 30 minutes.
The project, yes. Mm-hmm. But now remember in Skillshare, I've taught all the steps to this. I teach you how to scan it, how to bring it into Photoshop, how to cut out your subject from your artwork and remove the background.
Wow.
So the background's totally removed. And then from there, there's a project that I do in there, which is just under 30 minutes long. And it's creating a greeting card. And I was only going to do the stuff that I taught in the beginning of the Skillshare class in that project. But then I end up putting all these bonus things in there about how to use hue and saturation and how to move stuff around and alter it and warp it and stuff like that.
So for those who might not have access to Adobe products, or they're like, I already have Camtasia or Canva or mm-hmm. something like that, they can still almost do the same thing.
Yeah. So most of those other products out there, I know like Canva and Spark and a couple others have removed background. Mm-hmm. My experience, they don't remove it very well. A lot of our phones have removed background or remove an object from the background. And again, they're not well blended. The shadows and highlights aren't well done. There's a lot of AI, artificial intelligence, still missing from that process that the human eye really needs to do in a program like Photoshop. Yeah. I think there's another app out there called Affinity or GIMP, maybe. I can't remember which one, but they may be able to do something similar, but I'm not familiar with those. I've just used Photoshop for all these years. And even in Photoshop Elements, you could do some of these things that I talk about in the Skillshare mm-hmm. class.
And that's the free version of?
It's an inexpensive version of Photoshop.
Right.
So it doesn't have
all. Do you think that as an artist, you should always have Photoshop? That's a question. Yeah. I don't know. Or so, is it something that you can do?
Personally, my personal opinion is if you want to take your art a step further, you want to do more with it than just sell prints and originals. And no doubt you need Photoshop, in my opinion, because that's how you're going to remove the backgrounds and be able to put it onto an art print on demand site. Like, let's say you have this beautiful watercolor piece that has a neutral colored background and you want to put it onto a coffee mug. Well, it's not going to look good if you scan in the neutral colored watercolor paper and put it on a coffee mug, because you're going to see those lines mm-hmm. of the paper wrapping that coffee mug. So if you remove the background and use the elements of your artwork to put into that, onto that coffee mug, it's going to look natural and it's going to look like it's supposed to be there mm-hmm. versus looking like, oh, she just scanned her watercolor piece and slapped it onto the mug.
Right. And vice versa.
And vice versa.
If your background is white and you're trying to put it on a shirt.
Right.
Or mm-hmm. a black turban.
It looks like dark, this big square. And yeah, it just doesn't look good. And it doesn't look good as a PNG where it has a transparent background, because all the little nooks and crannies in the paper show up on a PNG and it's no longer a transparent background. So for ease, I mean, I can't tell you, like, I can remove a background in less than a couple of minutes now because I've done it so many times. So the more you do it, and if you do it in the step-by-step process, you'll learn the process. It's like doing standard operating procedures. You do it the same way every time and it's so easy. But if you go through those steps the same way, you will, maybe the first time you do it, it takes you 15 minutes because you're learning the steps. Mm-hmm. The second time you do it, it's going to be 9 minutes. The third time you do it, it's going to be 7 minutes. And each time you're going to get progressively quicker at it. And literally, I can remove a background in a couple minutes now.
That's nice.
So, and, you know, if you are an artist that I know, Rachel and Stephanie, you both do oil painting and you have dark, heavy backgrounds, mm-hmm. you kind of have to rethink how, if you want to use what you're painting for, like your unicorn series, mm-hmm. Stephanie, if you want to use what you're painting for other products, it's best to do a neutral background so you can easily cut that subject matter out. So now you can easily use your unicorns and stuff on all these other products. I know you have fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
That light background allows you to do so much more. You can make a really cool pattern out of it. It's just, it opens up Pandora's box into all these other things your artwork can be. Mm-hmm. Where if you're, and it's totally fine if you don't want to do that. There's nothing, no one's saying that, oh, you have to do this. Your hands are tied. You have to do all these other products with your print. But if you want to monetize your artwork even further, you need to do more with it. You can't just simply slap it down and put it on, in my opinion. It doesn't, right. It looks slapped down and put on.
Yeah, I agree.
So if we're at a spot where, say, we don't necessarily have our training in Photoshop, but our artwork is on point, and we've been using Canva, we've been doing mock-ups for our rooms to put on our sale, storefront, art storefront, or mm-hmm. Etsy's, or what Shopify accounts, or whatever.
Right.
But we don't do anything in Photoshop. Is that something you might, like, during our downtime?
Yes.
In quotations.
Air quotes.
Do you feel like it would be worth it to take a few Photoshop classes? And I think you're saying yes, but.
Yeah, I mean, I am saying yes. In all honesty, on my Skillshare class, you can learn how to do what I just talked about mm-hmm. very quickly. And that piece that I talked about is pictured on the Skillshare class too, that you can see what I'm talking about on that as well. But yeah, I mean, in less than an hour, you can learn how to remove a background and create a greeting card using those skills. Then once you get to that point, you can build on what you've just learned with removing that background to do more things with your art. Like I will recolor an entire piece of art into a different color. Like maybe I painted it pink and I don't like it in pink. I want it yellow. I can do that in Photoshop.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you can make changes supposedly quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm. And I actually show you in the project of the greeting card how to change the color. Because I use the same flower and I made three flowers and each one's a different color because I changed it in Photoshop.
I need to take that class. I need to take that class so bad.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like,
well, the funny thing, like I actually paid somebody, Shoot Pro 24 to mm-hmm. do some of this. And it, you know, it wasn't bad. It was like six images I uploaded and I think it was like $15 for them mm-hmm. to do it for me. Yeah. It was maybe 24 or 48 hour turnaround, something like that. Uh-huh. But there were some things that I would have liked a little bit different. And to have the skill sets with that mm-hmm. in Photoshop, I could have done it myself. And, you know, my mom, I think we're hitting a lot of mom quotes lately, but she used to say, if you want something done right, do it yourself. And yeah. that's kind of the way I felt about that.
Yeah. And two, if like, okay, so I know some of the pictures that you're talking about there, you had like greenery and fence and stuff mm-hmm. in the background. So that would be a little bit different approach, but the basics that I teach in that class, mm-hmm. you could then have the knowledge to experiment and figure out how to get it to the point where you want it.
Yeah.
Because it's really, once you follow that step process, and I am not utilizing Adobe Photoshop Select Subject or anything like that. I'm using really? Color Range. And that's a pretty old tool in there. And some people may look at me like, well, why are you not using this smart artificial intelligence Select Subject? And I do use it occasionally for the right thing. But for me,
it's a very complicated pattern. It doesn't always grip where you want it to grip.
Right. I mean, the artificial intelligence in Adobe Photoshop is absolutely brilliant, I mm-hmm. think. But I have more control doing it the method that I taught.
Well, I'm sold.
I mean, I know that's not where we started this. We started this talking about, you know, inspiration and sketching and how you come up with ideas.
But this is a way that you can sort of take what you've done and like, mm-hmm. you don't have to redo anything. You can... Yeah. You can just recreate it in Photoshop or Canva or something like that. Giving us a lot to think about.
I know. Right. I do a lot of pet portraits.
Right.
And so I'm wanting to take some of those pet portraits and bring them onto products. Mm-hmm. But with all my pet portraits, every one of them has like a background that's a complimentary thing. It's not exactly conducive for products. Mm-hmm. So I need to take your class to figure out how to pull out the pet. And then I can put them on like, you know, their own pillow.
Right.
I mean, how cute would that be? I want that.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
exactly.
That way it's a little bit of an upsell for my clients too.
Right. And that's, I mean, it's a great tool for just that right there. It just opens up Pandora's box, like I said, into all these things that you can do with your artwork that you may not have thought about doing.
So you guys think about saying yes to new ideas this week and join us next week for Artists Soar. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.